HKX, mobile.
4HKX and 4ZLK. Hey, Patrick.
How are you doing today? Yeah, you and Beth having a good day?
We're doing stuff around the house. I washed some windows and fished a little bit tonight on the pond and just kind of had a nice day.
Glad you're enjoying it. Sure was a beautiful day for that, that's for sure.
How was your day?
Hey, just met the Macco guys and leaving there and heading up 85.
You're just now headed home. It's going to be a late night.
I'm getting off 85 here, exit 56 on the Highway 14, so won't be too bad.
I'm there at Pelham Road.
Kind of a middle ground for everybody, I believe.
Might have been just as quick to go down Pelham and take Pleasantburg over through Travelers Rest or something instead of going back up to Greer that way.
Especially cut across 290 and come out. It's half dozen, one the other, really.
I'm not sure where you, how far down 11 you have to park your truck, but I mean, I know you know what you're doing. I was just thinking about it.
I looked and debated which way to go. But I parked right there, literally, where Riverside Speedway used to be, just right across Highway 11 from there. So it was just like 1 or 2 minutes difference either way I went.
You still sound like you're fighting some allergies, maybe.
It seemed to shake this congestion right here. It's kind of just stuck. 1 minute it's gone, and the next minute it's there. So hopefully it'll be over here before long. I finished up a round of antibiotics, so I feel fine. Just every now and then, it's just like I get where I can't talk.
You've been fighting it for several weeks. I hope it clears up pretty quickly.
I don't feel bad at all. I feel fine. Just difference in the allergies, I guess, coming up and down the mountain, and things are about 3 to 4 weeks ahead down here versus up there, and the pressure change, and so it just, like I said, I've been fine all day till right now when I went to pick up the mic, and then it starts bothering me.
Allergic to radio.
Bad, wasn't it?
That. I haven't been on the radio all weekend. This is the first time I've been on. I was kind of listening to HF a little bit while I was doing other stuff, but this is the first time I've been on the radio probably since Friday when I was working.
I knew I hadn't heard you on here. I heard a couple of people call out for you, but I knew you hadn't been on, and I knew why, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Lied to you. I didn't work Friday. I worked Thursday. I took Friday off. So I guess I haven't been on the radio since Thursday. I don't even think I've checked into any nuts or not. I've been going to bed early. I tell you what, I don't know what's wrong with me. But along about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'm yawning and ready to go to bed.
L.D.
I have to repeat that. I don't know what you're saying. And I don't know if I'll ever will know what you're saying there.
I've been, as soon as the net's done, I'm usually in bed now at 10 o'clock some nights. If I'm not calling the net, I might be there before.
And how's that going? Are you having to call it pretty regularly?
I was till got this congestion and coughing so bad. Gary ended up having to call it for me. Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, and then I was going to call Friday, and last Friday, and I got in just a little bit too late, so he had to pick it up, and I picked up Saturday, so I called Saturday and Sunday, but hopefully we'll have some relief here before long. I think Larry's going to try to come back if he can. He's supposed to let me know if he's going to be able to call this Friday.
Then maybe you can get some more people to step up and volunteer. I don't know what's wrong with them. All those people that use the repeater and won't call the net.
For HKX. You know how it is. A group of men, they got commitment issues.
In case anybody's listening, I'm making that comment about myself, mostly.
And hopefully everybody knows that we're just joking, but it is kind of funny some days.
Well, Beth says I say things that she says, people don't understand you're joking. You need to be careful. And I think, I know I'm joking, and I feel like I should be able to, everybody else should be able to tell I'm joking too, but apparently I don't come across that way very well, so I have to pay attention to that.
Unfortunately, I have to do that too, because it's hard to find a sense of humor a lot of times anymore. A lot of people just don't know how to take a joke sometimes.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to go. I just heard you in there and wanted to say hello since I haven't talked to you in a while. I might be around for the net. I'm not sure. But you be careful going home, Patrick. Really good to hear you tonight. And I don't think I'll be around for lunch tomorrow, so sorry about that. If I'm out, I'll give you a call, but I don't think I will be. Anyway, have a good day. Have a good evening and a safe drive. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Shane, I wasn't counting on you being there. I knew what was going on. You enjoy your time. Tell Beth we said hello. KO4HKX, mobile.
HKX, this is KC4STR. Steve, how you doing this evening?
Steve, hope you are.
The same issue you do with some allergies. This time of year it gets me. Well, I get it in the fall, too. I don't know. Hopefully you don't.
Unfortunately, I usually do. Spring and fall, coming and going. And then you take me traveling up and down the mountain every day, and that pressure difference really works on me sometimes.
Yes, goodness gracious.
We'll make it through. It's just a small inconvenience for a short time.
Get left.
I make the vehicle switch about 30 minutes, and then I'll have about another 45 minutes after that.
Keep them tires warm, don't you?
Usually, if you count all my driving every day, it's roughly 200 miles a day.
Takes some getting used to.
For 10 years now, so I think I feel like I've got used to it anyway.
It's about 46 miles each way to work. When I was working 12-hour shifts several years ago, I'll tell you, that can make for a long day. But I can imagine that yours is like that, too. Just, I don't know. I guess it takes a certain type of person to be able to handle it.
It takes a certain kind of something anyway. But, let's see. Monday and Thursday, I leave the house at 4:30. Tuesday and Wednesday, I leave the house at 5:30. And I'm not normally this late getting home anymore.
Let me get home, get ready for bed. It'll be time to get up and go again.
I only do it 4 days a week, so it's not too bad.
The last 2 weeks up in Nova Scotia, so I'm just happy to be back somewhere that is warm.
Are you up there for work or family? What were you up that way for?
Work. I work for Michelin, and we have a project going on up there right now that we're kind of tag-teaming it.
Michelin. I was going to ask what you did for a living. But yeah, I go down to the Michelin test track about once a month. I'm supposed to go this Friday, but I've got a doctor's appointment, so I'm going to have to put it off till next Friday.
That's a fun place to go. if you can get the right ticket anyway.
I run a mobile tool business, and I go down there to visit them once a month. That's 100 miles doorstep to doorstep.
In Simpsonville, I'm not nearly that far away. But, yeah, I don't know. We've got, you know, there's plants all over the place, and there's three in Nova Scotia. And, I've got projects in two of them right now.
I know they got quite a covering down here in this area with plants and different office buildings anyway. And then you go down there to the test track, and that place is huge.
But until we got to go down there a couple years ago, I knew it was there, but I didn't realize how big it was. And I didn't really know everything that they do down there. They do a whole lot of testing, and not just for us, for customers too.
I see some of it. You know how they are about the privacy stuff, so don't talk about it or don't take pictures of it or any of that stuff. So I do see some of it, what they're doing.
Because at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, they'll have classes for teams. So if you're, if you're an employee and you have a team that's just learning to drive, then you can go down there and they'll take them through some safety, teaching them some safety and taking them around the wet track and all that. So I never hit it right to be able to take my kids down there for that, but some of my coworkers have and talk like it's a fun time.
I keep trying to get them to take me around the track, but they won't do it yet. Maybe one day.
Basically a bus. Just taking a bunch of us around kind of short as the track. Yeah, that's about it. I think I'd like to take my pickup around at a time or two just for fun.
KO4HKX, just so I make sure I'm not over on my time there. But I'd like to go around the tracks, but like I said, I hadn't been able to sync up with them to do that yet.
TR. Yeah. I don't know that they have a couple of hunts down there, too. You can get on the list and get drawn if you're an employee to be able to hunt deer down there. I think it's just once a year, maybe.
I've talked to them about that too, but I'm not an employee, so I can't get them to let me in there.
Yeah, got these allergies is trying to paddle a coughing fit there.
To stop sometimes and just get something cold to drink or take a breath for a minute.
Yeah. Talking to you, I'm going to jump out of here and like you said, I'm going to grab me something to drink, see if I can get rid of this. Whatever it is. Feel like something in my throat. Anyway, good talking to you, Patrick. KO4HKX, KC4STR. I'm clear.
For STR, Steve, it was a pleasure talking to you. And come back around. I know Gary will be calling an egg here in about 10 minutes. They'll have the swap net on there, so I know he'd love to have you check in with him. But good to talk to you, and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, mobile.